This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones here reporting for Action 7 News. Now, the Democrats are really going at it in the primary right now. They're calling Trump a racist. They're calling you a racist. They're calling your grandma a racist. Hell, they're calling your Pomeranian dog a racist.
Jesus Christ, of course he's racist.
Now, you may remember when he lost his Senate race to Ted Cruz despite the 10-to-1 funding he had. And you may remember when my dad came out here and looked at his mural.
Mr. Jones, is that what I said? Is that what I said? That's not at all what I said. I said that
Now, I want you to pay close attention and really admire the beautiful artwork that is the Beto mural funeral piece. It really is a monument to his short and bittersweet political career. After failing against Ted Cruz in the Texas Senate election, he went on to fail in the general Democratic primaries. He's now polling at under 1%. Now, before the horrific El Paso shootings this weekend, I would have put Beto's chances of losing the Democratic primary at around 99%. Now, I think it's safe to say, and polling data backs me up on this, it's around 100. There is no chance that man can win. He laughed about the victims of the mass shooting.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Not a good look, Beto. Not a good look. Muy mal.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Now, you may be asking, why did I bring flowers to this? Well, it's no longer a monument to his short and bittersweet political career. It's a political tombstone. I will now lay these flowers here as a memorial to his political career and to symbolize that he is truly deader than someone who has damning information on Hillary Clinton. Beto, you had a good run. And now, it's time for the honorary moment of silence to celebrate Robert Francis O'Rourke, the world's fakest Hispanic man's political career. Jones reporting for Action 7 News at the site of Beto's political tombstone.
Cada votar, cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
Okay, I'm not trying to build this up because I can't even do it. I'm mentally exhausted. I think I need to just make that statement right now. Just one story that we have that's exclusive is so big that the only way to describe it is to describe my own mental processes so that people can understand the magnitude from my perspective, and I think you'll agree with me. I've gotten so focused in the last 3 days on the incredible developments between the U.S. and China and the proxy war in Kashmir that you now see all of the news they're admitting is the greatest threat of thermonuclear war ever. I mean, again, I knew that was a giant issue. Anybody would know it's a giant issue. It was so huge, they didn't know what to do for a couple days. But while I've been distracted with that, and it is a central issue, and it is boiling over, and it's bad, and war could break out any minute. There is a massive issue sitting right in front of everybody. And the fact that we have the inside baseball, I really should be talking about that we know what's on the table with Trump's executive order. tell you exclusively about the order that's imminent on tackling big tech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And lo, they cried out with doom in their hearts as they saw the angel of death coming into Egypt. But if you had the red lamb's blood on your door, the angel would pass. Let's listen to some of this Christian hymn. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. You see, God controls the angel of death, and Christ has the keys to death and hell. Remember that, Satanist. Okay, here's my thinking process, and it's the only way I can describe this, because stuff hits me like a ton of bricks all the time. That I got so focused on the whole situation with India and how that could cause a massive global war, and the fact that we had to do it because the Chinese were rolling in there and taking part of India, and that the West is standing up to the globalists and the Chi-Coms. And they're having top Senate and House Intelligence Committee hearings about, okay, the Chinese government runs mainstream media, owns Hollywood. We're in deep trouble. We're probably going to have to arrest all these people. I mean, you wonder why they're on the news. Race war, death, everyone's a Nazi, America's evil, saying America's bad, take down American flags, major universities, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They're globalists. They're for the team that wants to get rid of the country. And a lot of folks are coming to that conclusion, having to admit it, and going, well, what are we going to do? This is insane. Exactly. It's totally insane. It's enough to make you get upset and yell and scream on air. It's enough to make you build a media operation to resist it. And boy, 20 years ago, I talked about the Chi-Coms, and 15 years ago, when I made them front and center issue, people thought I was crazy. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I said they own Hollywood now. And now it's all admitted. They own our debt. They own it all. But I got so focused on that, and it's still totally central, that I didn't get to, well, what I said 2 weeks ago and what I said a month ago and what I said a month and a half ago when I was in D.C., I talked to three different people. Two of them had met with the president. The other talked to the president over the phone. And I guess I talked to a fourth who'd also talked to another prominent person that had met with the president. And Trump said, I'm going after big tech, and how do you think we should do it? And I came on air, and I said, he's going to go after big tech. Now, here's the problem. He's got a bunch of advisors around him that are two-faced, and so they bragged that, oh, he'll try to sign an order, and we'll just hide it and hope he forgets. So Trump has to now have a notebook, reportedly, and write everything down and go back and make sure they're doing what he tells them. He's never really experienced that as an executive. Usually he had people wanting to do what he said, so they would move up the chain in Trump organization. But no, these folks are trying to move up the chain in the globalist organization. And they've been hedging their bets, believing that Trump's going to lose and fail, and then they'll be in good with the NWO. But as it becomes clear, the globalists aren't winning, and their whole system's falling apart, and everything they touch is disintegrating. Trump's winning, and people are now moving over to the Trump camp very fast. And that's why the shrillness of the MSM on the Chi-Com and globalist payroll is just screeching, squawking, foaming at the mouth. Blow the U.S. up. Blow Israel up. Blow the U.K. up. You know, anybody that isn't part of this bigger Chi-Com-run New World Order. They've got the right wing saying it, the left wing, and they've got all these controlled people that are freaking out, that are on the globalist payroll, because a lot of their money's drying up. And it's been the Chi-Coms that have been the sugar daddy the whole time, and that's starting to dry up because these folks can't deliver victory. So here's the big announcement. And I was sitting here 10 minutes before the show looking at all this incredible news, and I was saying to myself, what is it that is the top story? And I was like, well, it's obviously White House taking executive action on big tech censorship. And then I was reading the Politico whitewash article about it. But I saw something key in the Politico article yesterday when I first read it, and again this morning when I was re-looking at it. And that's when they say, oh, well, there's a bunch of drafts and a big fight over what's going to be done. Well, obviously, Sauron and his forces are in there doing everything they can like gremlins to make sure the effective stuff isn't done. This would have been done months ago, but Trump has gotten the most resistance to this to anything, not even taking on China. Has gotten as much resistance, and they obviously wanted me off the air a year ago so that I would stop bringing up the Chi-Coms and how Google and Apple moved to China and how they gave the codes to Google and Apple to the Chi-Coms. I mean, Tim Cook called a meeting and said, we got to shut this guy up. You know, Obama signed the deal for us to sell America out. We've made an agreement. The powers that be said this, but Trump's not doing that now, and this Jones guy will not shut up. And I know there were discussions about trying to set me up, put me in prison, kill me. I mean, that's the stuff that's been going on. I've had some high-powered folks call me, and they go, you know there's discussions about killing your ass right now. These are people that are my friends, but suddenly tell me I better watch it and better shut up. I'm not going to shut up. So that's the end of it. You know, I'm on my course. It's set. That's it. That's all the power I have is turning it over to God and committing. And then it doesn't matter anymore. I'm not here to serve your system. So I'm sitting here this morning, and I'm about to go live, and it just goes, bing, a big old light bulb. And I went, wait, I know from all my sources and reports we've gotten to the president, and because Matt Drudge has gotten stuff to the president by putting it on Drudge Report and other ways, and Trump security people, that Trump's seeing all this, and I'm like, I'm kind of sitting it out here while I'm focused on India and China and the trade war, while this is the final swirling drafts going on, and I know right up to a week ago what's in the different drafts, because with law firms in D.C., some of the top ones, we wrote them. When I got those to Trump again a little more than a year ago, that's when all the crapping themselves began, because I hired three law firms, and if you're a lawyer, they're household names, and I had my ideas. I checked, we wrote reports so it would be given to the president. We also published those on Infowars.com, and it's not like I'm even that special. We just were willing to you know, maybe get assassinated, and you know, they're trying to plant child porn on us. I mean, these people don't play games. Hey, that's fine, whatever. I'm not a devil worshiper like you, so I'm on God's side. That's the only team I want to be on when the angel of death comes through town. I don't fear you. I fear the big guy. And everybody else just wants to grovel in fear to the system. That's coming to an end. Big changes are here, folks. Doesn't mean there's some utopia either. No, this is going to be a hard fight. AI, globalism, it's all still there, but humanity is awakening. So I was thinking 10 minutes for the show when I was figuring this out. I'm like, wait a minute. The big fight's now. You're busy looking at the trade wars and stuff that have already been set in motion and the proxy wars, which are important. But the listeners need to know how important they are. You need to know how important you are. We all need to know how important we are. And you need to be directing your crew
I just kind of let them do whatever they want because I respect, you know, David Knight and Owen Schroyer and others, that they just kind of go on their own because they have good instincts. But let me tell you, I'm going to tell the whole crew and everybody, we need to get on lobbying, calling the White House, letters, calling into C-SPAN, sending messages to Tucker Carlson, everybody. I mean, I'm not just going to be on air today. When I get off the show, I'm going to call 20 people. Because we kind of started this fight, but then we've moved on to other projects, but now it's come full circle. The planets have aligned, and now the action against big tech is on the table, and it is the main thing on the drawing board right now. And so the architects of deciding whether we're going to be a free society and not be run by China and the globalist is being drawn up right now. And we know what went into that, and we know what's on the table, and we know what's in those different drafts. But then, that's 10 minutes for the show. I could prepare for a month trying to come up here and tell you what is in the drafts and then how I think we should lobby for our own future. But I'll do the best I can coming up. But just kind of snuck up on me. But it's all here. It's all happening right now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, then no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
President Drudge last Monday, 10 days ago, posted that article and that video, my emergency message to the president, asking, why are you committing suicide? 200 million users in 3 days were deleted from Trump accounts on Instagram and Facebook. That's 200 million, Mr. President. And they're doing it every day, all day, just devastating, 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 killing communities that communicate with each other. One account had 43 million followers. Another account, 30-something million. All total, 200 million in 3 days. Gone, 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 gone. Because they amplified the voice of the president. Did you see what happened yesterday? Because I went and checked the news. They barely covered in the entire corporate news Trump in Dayton, Trump in El Paso, where the shootings took place, and bringing people together and saying, I don't blame the Democrats, I blame mental illness and evil. A few MSNBC shows would go out and try to get folks to attack Trump, and they'd say, no, we love him, we appreciate him coming, it wasn't his fault. And so they don't know what to do, but that's a microcosm. That's an example right there of how they're dampening and blocking where the president was not even on the news except for a few minutes here and there when he goes to a massacre site. Used to, they'd carry large pieces of his rallies. Notice they don't do that anymore. This is all part of the strangling, the governing, the damming off, the walling off. I mean, here's an example. Mitch McConnell had psychotics come to his house and said, we're going to stab you with a snake knife or with a butcher knife because you're the murderer turtle. And they had little children going, F you, murderer turtle. F you, murderer turtle. Mitch McConnell's official Twitter and his campaign site, even though he's retiring, they put out on their Twitters Tucker Carlson and others saying it was wrong. And they just locked their Twitter down and said, you delete it or we're going to delete your account. And, of course, what are they supposed to do? I love how, like, in a communist system, they make you cut your own finger off. They make you sit there and beat yourself with a bullwhip. And they do it over and over again. You delete these tweets. You delete those tweets. Oh, you said something nice about someone we don't like, you're deleted. If you say something nice about Alex Jones on Facebook or Instagram, you are banned. You're warned once, next time you're banned. And then it's InfoWars, and now it's the NRA. And now, oh, it's Trump. They haven't made an announcement, but if you say something nice about the NRA, you get a warning. If you say something nice about the president, you get a warning. And they just say, you violated our terms, but people are taking screenshots of this, where they'll post a picture or a meme about Trump, just something nice and wholesome, and they're blocked. So, the leader of the Senate, when people come to his house saying, we're going to stab you with a butcher knife while he's there, and why he doesn't have a fence around his house, that's crazy. That's the leader of the Senate. Most powerful country in the world. Like third in line to be the president of the United States. The fourth in line. And all that's going on, and there's people at his house saying, we're going to kill you. And they're left on Twitter, but Mitch McConnell can't be on Twitter. Now, you think in a free country, the government should put up with that? Because it's checks and balances. These corporations have become bigger than countries. Oh, and it's happening. They're now announcing what I warned you about. Remember CNN a couple months ago when Facebook said, don't say nice things about me or you'll get banned? They had a CNN reporter on there going, well, I've reached out to them. Oliver Darcy goes, I've reached out to Twitter and I've reached out to Facebook because I'm finding out if he's got a WhatsApp on, because Facebook owns that, a private messenger, because we want to find out if he's using instant messages to people. One-on-one messages. And now it's all being announced. Oh, Microsoft's going to control your messaging systems and read what you say and not let you say certain things and ban you if they don't like what you're saying in private conversations. Because we've already put up with all this. Why not? So that's in the news today, that they're listening to all your phone calls. Oh, not the NSA. I mean, they're doing it, but they don't even know how to, basically. They privatized it all with big tech so you would sign a form opting in for your television to watch you and your Alexa to listen to you. Have sex. In fact, they're all programmed when you're having sex, particularly to turn on and send a message back so humans can listen. Or if you're talking about drugs or guns or anything, it's listening, a little robot, just like your cell phone, in your house. And I'm going to get into what's inside of the different drafts and the big bombshell news. But I've really got to think back over all these conversations and articles we've written where we've already talked about the drafts that we wrote and sent to the White House. I mean, again, this just kind of light bulb 10 minutes before I went on air. But I will get into all that exclusive stuff in the last segment of this hour. But there is a lot. I mean, I know what's on the table. I know what Trump's looking at doing. I know what some of his advisors are telling him. And I know the fights that are going on. But I know what the president's been saying he's going to do. But you read Politico, they go, the president claims there's conservatives being censored. He claims that the sun is yellow and grass is green and birdies tweet and fly in the sky. Why, he claims MSM lies. Ha, ha, ha. Never heard of that before. And so we're looking at all of that. We're going to be covering all of it. And I've got to sit here over a couple breaks and write notes because there's so much. And we really do have the inside baseball. And we never build ourselves up like media does with fake leaks or fake intel and pontificate. Oh, the big giant story. And it's a little tiny fragment of something. We're going to lay out the big, giant, ultra massive enchilada for everybody. And boy, man, there is a lot. There is a lot. So I'm not even going to try to go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com from a year ago or over a year ago. I did it 14 months ago. I did it 12 months ago, right around the time I got banned, because we were putting the reports out and sending them to the White House and having law firms send it to them and getting it through to the president through lobbyists and people that are personally close to him. I'm not going to name names. But I can tell you that Trump has been hand-delivered information. And, again, I got told that I'm lucky I'm alive by people and I better stop it. You know what? It's my president. We elected him, and I'm going to give him any damn thing I want. You saw those headlines 14 months ago. White House chief of staff spends most of his time making sure he doesn't get any InfoWars material. Yeah, written up by a top free speech, you know, corporate law firm that the president already knows. And so that's, and I'm not taking credit for all this. I'm just explaining to you that we were willing to take the ball and run with it, and we got a touchdown in there. But we don't know exactly what's about to happen, but it's big, and they're scared. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please spread the links.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. in this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're on a giant intergalactic spacecraft, a huge planetoid, blasting through space and eternity. Come on, remember that article. It's awesome. Woo! We're live broadcasting worldwide in defiance of the globalist tyrants. Here's what I'm going to do. Next segment, I'm going to get into the mechanics of why Trump's got issues with fighting the censorship. It's so complex. These are just some of the notes I wrote during the last break. I've got to write a couple more pages of notes from my contacts, our advisement, what we've been told is in the drafts, what Trump has told people that I've met and talked with, that directly met with the president. This isn't like fake New York Times leaks, where they sit there and just make stuff up and say they have sources, or Comey uses his proximity to the president to then make up fake memos. No, this is really what is about to happen, and it would have happened months ago. Trump already gave him the orders 6 months ago to come up with a plan to stop this and to fight it. And if they don't back down, to really get draconian, like Trump's done with China and others. And he's had to remove people, move people around to try to get some straight answers. And now they are down to the final drawing board right now. Notice just a few months ago, the Huffington Post and Politico and all these Soros groups were all arrogant. Oh, he'll never get around to it. He can't get anything done. You know, his people know he's an idiot, so they never carry out his orders. And I remember the neocons, particularly over at the Atlantic. And I sent that to someone that I know that talks to the president every day. The president calls. The president absolutely loves. And I said, you know what to do with this? And he's like, yeah, those are some arrogant bastards. This will be very helpful with the president. Their headline, Trump's not going to do anything to big tech. What was the original headline? Don't worry, Google. Trump's all talk, and his staff won't carry out what he says. 6 hours later, because obviously all our phones are being listened to and watched, they're obsessed with the fact that we can talk to the president, they had changed the headline and rewritten the article in Atlantic Monthly, not shooting their fat mouths off. I am going to go to my Why is Trump committing suicide message from 10 days ago. Cue that up, please. But what I'm getting at here is this is so big that I'm just having trouble even processing it. And I know they are, too, because it's a big deal to go up against big tech, because big tech is the deep state. It's the national security system. It's the 18 agencies. It's full of Obama people. And it's the big holdout. If you think the Justice Department's full of Obama people, no. Going after big tech, you could say, is jumping the shark. I mean, if Trump does this in a meaningful way, it is the Grand Cajone Award. You know, Owen did his joke award in here for most banned person a few days ago on the anniversary of my deplatforming. But we should have an award with just big, giant brass balls and give it to President Trump. If he does this. I mean, he already deserves it, but I mean, I'm talking a huge trophy made of real bronze you can't even pick up. It's got to weigh like 500 pounds. Some giant kettlebells or something. Let me tell you. But here's the thing. Trump knows he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. There's no way to play games with this. The thing is, Chi-Com run with a bunch of foaming-at-the-mouth leftists that bought their own propaganda that was meant to divide the country. The executives actually hate the country. Their emails have leaked. They actually smoke the dope. The Chi-Com and Globalist Tavistock Institute, dope. By the way, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, the Tavistock Institute, I'm told, is having some big problems internally, and a lot of other things are happening to them right now. You want to have a system to kill humanity and teach us not to have children and sterilize ourselves? Woo! You actually want to make a new world reality? Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Or to pull the feathers out of a goose. So, humanity is roaring back like a fire-breathing engine. And it's going to be very, very interesting, that's all I can tell you. Is that the fight's on. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the Satanists thought while we slept like a dormant or sleeping volcano, and they heard a few rumbles and everything. Oh, nothing's going to happen. Oh, I'll never wake up. Now they see smoke. And now red fire shooting up. And they're going, wow, is there time to evacuate? You see, because the thing about a volcano is it's a tidal, tectonic, titanous force. It's a force of nature. It's natural law. And we're going to explode politically on you, and all your intimidation isn't going to work. Like Castro, when he couldn't allow them to even say the sacrament of women killing babies for the Satanists, but even better is just getting men to sterilize themselves, because that stops babies too. So he said, don't let women have the purview of the sacrament of abortion. Trans men that become women, men can have abortions. This is as an assault on reality, which is that's how you know it's Satan. when it's just a total up is down, down is up, black is white, there is no natural law, there is no common sense, there is no give and take, there is no tidal forces. It's all just one-way, mindless garbage, rebelling against God's laws. That's Satanism. And so he said he wanted to intimidate people and let them know that we're coming after you. And that's what they're all saying. Oh, we got to get dirty. We got to show them. We got to scare them. Hayes and Donnie Deutsch and all of them. We ought to put a whole compilation together. It's the last month of the threats. You know, not just we're coming to your house. We're coming to your, don't let them eat their dinners. Hey, great. You yell at me, but when I eat my dinner, I come over and scream at you and get your ass thrown out. I don't leave when you get around me at Taco Deli. Or at a sub shop, or at a restaurant, or at a fried chicken place, I come and I get in your face and I yell at you. I'm done eating. You came over and threatened me three times. Then I come over to you because you're in the way, and then I may get you thrown out, see? Because I love it. I've let myself go. You think I care? You're coming over saying, F you, hope you die at my table. I was tired that day. I was exhausted. I was a little depressed. And, man, I had so much energy after that. I went home, with, you know, had a great time, because here's how it works. Now you leftists, when I go to the restaurants, keep your mouth shut, because you know it's not going to be some one-way deal where you chase me out of the building. I'm going to stand up to you, and if you lay hands on me, I'm going to punch you right in your throat like you've never been hit. And when you're in that hospital fighting for your life with that trach down your throat, remember, there are some people that can tear people's heads off with their bare hands, and I'm one of them, scumbag. You want to fight, you little devil bastards? I'll show you a fight. I'll show you the fire of hell. So, sorry. A lot of good things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good things are happening. And you can feel the energy in the universe, and you can feel Satan is absolutely enraged because he knows he's a loser. He's always been a loser. And he just wants to take as many children with him. And that means simple minds as well. And it's up to us to not let that loser pull these people with him into that black hole. And that's what hell is, man. The globalists know where they're going. Like all the allegories, the comic books, the Phantom Zone. That's it. Well, guess what? I don't want to go to the Phantom Zone with a bunch of you people. Can you imagine being an eternal spirit that we are locked with these people forever? That love to hurt children and prance around all day worshiping evil and wearing black and celebrating their weakness and their self-loathing they project onto us. I love myself. I'm proud of who I am. I love God. I don't want to be with you forever. I want you to get behind me as this planetoid races through space. Get off our planet, you damn devils. They'll be back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Yourself go. Stop submitting to these devil worshippers. You see, they have the fury. They try to imitate God's fury. We have the real power. They couldn't even imagine it. All right. I'm not doing this as a cliffhanger, but I'm going to have to at 6 after because I was busy during the break and I've got to write more notes. I've got to brainstorm because, again, all this fake news goes around and manufactures stories, and they don't even know how to get sources. No one trusts them, so they don't get sources. And I've not been perfect. I got about a 98 when it comes to not hurting sources. A few times, I won't lie, sometimes over the years, late at night or whatever, I've had a few drinks and say things I shouldn't on air. That's why I pretty much stopped that, but definitely on air. I didn't even drink any of the champagne no one brought in here. I had like one sip of it. But these people just burn each other all day. They lie constantly. I couldn't imagine being that dishonorable, just living where you constantly lie and constantly betray people and constantly screw people over because they're cut off from God. If you're connected to God, that's what God fearing is. People don't even understand what that means. It means you feel God pulling away from you because you're moving away from God because God is perfect. And so when you're doing bad things, you're moving yourself away from God. And so it's like in a car that has, you know, the alert systems when somebody gets too close or you're about to rear end somebody, goes beep, 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 beep. These people don't have any of those. They have no sixth sense. They have no connection. They have no intuition. Oh, women's intuition. That's women's psychic power. And everything we're taught is to not go with our instincts, even though our instincts know. And so people like Castro says, I want to intimidate people. I want to teach them not to give to Trump. Let me make a little prediction. It's already happening. Trump's bringing in more money than he ever did, you dumb idiot. Like, you must think Texans are slaves. That you've doxed thousands of people so they get harassed because they gave money to Trump. And you were so dumb, a whole bunch of them had donated to you as well. A lot of folks just do that for business purposes. And now they say they're going to, just like I thought, increase to Trump and nothing to you or any Democrats. Gee, you thought a bunch of self-made business people are going to back away from Trump because you say where they live? You know, Castro, there's some people out there that don't put up with stuff like that. I'm not threatening you. You're an idiot. I wouldn't dox somebody unless they doxed me. That's called chivalry. You don't fight at people's houses. You don't go to somebody's home unless they've been assaulting people's homes. And let me tell you, this Antifa and people like him, hey, Castro, we're coming to your house, not to hurt you, not to threaten to stab you with a butcher knife like your supporters do to Mitch McConnell, but we're coming to your house. Oh, that's another thing about chivalry. When I'm coming to somebody's house, I tell them I'm coming. So you cross the line here, buddy boy. You cross the line. And by the way, anybody comes to my house to hurt me and my family, you come to die. That's another little message I want to give everybody. I'm not into killing. I'm not into death. But if people want to go down that road, you know what? I just so happen to know how to do all that. And I do it real good, like it's second nature, like it's breathing or something. It's so easy to hurt people. You know what's hard is to be good and try to build things and build people up. But that's what's fulfilling. That's what's rewarding. I'm really just a farmer, Castro. I really just want to build a civilization and have happy people. But you know what? You won't get off my back, Castro. And the rest of you people won't get off our back. So there's some things that are going to happen. I don't want anything violent to happen to Castro or Antifa. But when you see him out, or you see him out doing stuff, you go get in that coward's face because he thinks he intimidated us. He's drawing first blood over and over and over again. And he needs to know that his intimidation isn't going to work. So I said next hour, I said this segment, now next hour, I'm going to write some notes. But to write some notes, again, how this happened, if you just tuned in, I've been at the heart with this audience. All of you have been at the heart. And Matt Drudge has been at the heart even more than we have. I almost don't even want to say that and get the guy in trouble, but you already know how instrumental Drudge is trying to keep this country free. At trying to get information to the president and Don Jr. and others. And it's happening. But the president's getting ready with these executive orders. It's a big deal. And they've still got the drafts together. So right now they're kind of all in the boardrooms deciding. And this is the maximum time to make this the big issue. As they report that Trump is set, and that is accurate, to issue an executive order on big tech censorship very, very soon. But I want to give you the intel of the discussions I've been made privy to, the intel that we've given the president, and how they're trying to block the more effective plans. But then when I even try to think about what is the most effective plan, they're really thinking about that too. It's very weighty, heady stuff. And it's why I haven't really got to it yet, because even though I've thought about it this a lot and everything, when you come down to the moment, it's like giving you the space shuttle controls and saying, well, okay, what do we do with the space shuttle here? And the truth is nobody's been in these waters, so no one is able to do this perfectly. It just has to be done. And so we're here. And it's big. And it's not like I'm even choking to talk about it. It's just that it's so important that we're up to this moment now. We should probably just open the phones up the next few days and see what listeners think, too. This is just a big deal. This is a big deal. And I don't want to go off half-cocked, but we're at this moment, and we know how they're trying to get him derailed. So whatever we're going to lay out and the fights we're going to talk about and what we know the president's doing will definitely get traction. Is what I'm saying, because we're in the final days of this. It was already going to happen before, but it wasn't going to be as strong. But they screwed the pooch with all their arrogance and lying to his face and all the stuff. Now it's going to be draconian, just like with China. It's going to be draconian. I mean, Trump's not backing down. He's really trying to fix this peacefully. Because, you know, if North Korea keeps playing games, I mean, it's going to get serious, too. Trump didn't hang around with that little vampire bat demon for nothing. That guy's a Chi-Com puppet. And is scared of the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms have kept the Koreans poor. The North Koreans, Trump's really trying to say, hey, come on in. The water's nice. Come on. Come on. No, stop. You can rule over all this wealth. Just free your people. But the Chi-Coms are all surrounding him. And so it's just an amazing time to be alive, folks. This is a crossroads of humanity. Here's a few minutes of the report that Drudge linked to that of the White House got to Trump in my emergency message to the president asking, why are you committing suicide and demanding quick action? Here it is. President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the fuck up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the endgame of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, we're able to get this report to you. I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016. That was intense, but nothing compared to what the Democrats and the deep state are doing this time. They have pulled out all the stops. In just the last 3 days, Mr. President, we have seen over 200 million followers to scores of popular Instagram and Facebook accounts deleted and the accounts removed. Some of these accounts had 43 million followers apiece. Others had over 30 million. If you combine just the top two accounts that got deleted for no reason other than they were politically popular and shared your information, that's more followers than you have on Twitter. The Democrats admit, the EU admits, the big tech giants admit that memes are more powerful than all. So that's part of the 8-minute report that Drudge linked to that we got to the president. Thank God for Matt Drudge. And a lot of people are lighting a fire under Trump's ass when he's out on the road. He keeps giving orders. They keep not coming up with plans. Well, he's been cracking the whip. It's very close. So we need to talk about what's on the table coming up, and then we'll get into other issues today. There's so much news to cover. But this is really the big enchilada, and your voice and your lobbying isn't penultimate. It's paramount. It's numero uno. Everybody says, the penultimate goal, like it's the top. No, penultimate means number two. Segundo. Is that Spanish right? I'm going from memory. The point is that this is uno. We're going to come back. Don't forget, big plug for the hour. We got that mega sale going. It's going to have to end in 4 days. We're running out of a bunch of stuff. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50-60% off. Too many specials to tell you. We need the funding, though. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com to change history.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.